This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. As frustrations continue to mount over partisan farm bill gridlock in Washington, D.C., ag advocates and groups are voicing their concerns. If there is no agreement on a new five-year farm bill this year, another one-year extension of the 2018 farm bill will again take the place of an updated and modernized bill. What would be the consequences of another one-year extension? We will hear more from United States Senator, Republican from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit ADMRegenerations.com.
The American Farm Bureau and more than 500 other ag groups recently combined to send a letter to congressional leaders calling for the passage of a new modernized farm bill. United States Senator Chuck Grassley says that while a new farm bill is needed to help farmers financially, a sense of urgency is lacking in Washington, D.C. to pass a new bill.
Yeah, but it's not recognized here in Congress yet. And too often we get a farm crisis before it finally percolates up to the Congress of the United States to take response.
Grassley says that another one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill will lead to more sectors of the ag community voicing their frustrations.
And if we don't get a five-year farm bill this year, this is just going to multiply many times over of reactions and irritation with farm leaders and individual family farmers with the Congress of the United States not delivering.
He says that when it comes to critical ag issues, there is a history of lag time between problems in agriculture and solutions being provided by Congress.
I'm sorry for that lag for American agriculture with Congress not responding more timely, but that seems to be the way it is with agriculture because only 2% of the people in this country produce the food for the other 98%.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.